But it's good to be back this morning. I missed everybody. I brought a basketball this morning. Dribble. Shoot. Yeah. Well, it was the closest thing I could find I could carry this morning. Yeah. We'll play with that in Sunday school. Anyway, we're going to talk about basketball this morning because the NBA playoffs are on. So I need some people to tell me a little bit about basketball. If you were going to be an NBA player, you'd have to be pretty good, and you'd have to practice a lot. And what would you have to be good at?
Throwing.
Ball dribble.
Shooting the ball.
Throwing.
Throwing the ball, shooting it for the basket.
Dribble.
Dribbling. Dribbling is good. What else? You have to have...
Not soccer dribbling, though.
No.
You got to learn how to foul.
Learn how to foul. I don't think that was in my story this morning. What'd you say?
Defense.
Defense is good.
Offense.
Offense is good. Dribbling behind your back, between your legs. Fast feet.
Teamwork.
Fast feet. Teamwork.
Running.
Running. Yep.
Being
tall. Yep. Having good hands.
Being tall.
Being tall. Being tall helps. Now, you know, the dribbling.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
Having fun is the most important thing.
Having fun is important. Dribbling and being behind your back and between your legs and running fast and shooting the ball, those things you can practice. Tall, I don't think you can practice that. Yeah.
No.
I've tried, and, you know, because it works for me, it works for Barb, doesn't work necessarily for everybody. But, yeah, being tall is part of our story today because... A few years ago, there was someone that played for the NBA that wasn't very tall. Do we know who he is?
I don't.
His name was Nate Archibald, and he played for the Cincinnati Royals. He was, as a matter of fact, his nickname was Tiny. And when he got out of college, he was a very good player, but when he got out of college, none of the NBA teams wanted him. But the Cincinnati Royals took a chance on him, and they signed him. And he was lightning fast, and he was a great ball shooter, and he did very well. He played for 14 years in the NBA. As a matter of fact, he racked up, and I wrote down the statistics, in those 14 years, he was, where did I write it down? There it is. He was an all-NBA team 5 times. He was the NBA All-Star team 6 times, and he was elected to the NBA Hall of Fame. And most people thought he was too short to play basketball. Our story today from the Bible is about a short person.
Zacchaeus.
That's right.
I knew it.
Yeah, we talked about Zacchaeus when we made our Jerusalem for Easter, didn't we? And we put our little sticker of Zacchaeus up in the tree. Because Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus, and he wanted to see him when he came to Jerusalem, didn't he?
I knew.
Yeah, we know there's a song. And Zacchaeus climbed in a tree because he was too short to see Jesus through the crowd. So he climbed up in the sycamore tree. And when Jesus came by, Jesus knew exactly where Zacchaeus was. Now the story about Zacchaeus, not only is he short, is most people hated him. There weren't very many people that liked Zacchaeus.
I know why.
Why?
Because he cheated and he took a lot of money
he
was supposed to.
Did. He cheated. He was a tax collector. So if you owed 50 cents and I was Zacchaeus, I charged you a dollar. And I gave the 50 cents that you owed and I kept 50 cents and I got rich. So Zacchaeus got rich off of other people's paying their taxes. So when Jesus went by under the sycamore tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, I know you're up there. Come on down, because I'm going to your house for dinner. So Zacchaeus came down, and he took Jesus to his house. And while Jesus was there, Zacchaeus repented of all of his sins, and he told Jesus all the things that he had done bad.
10 times more than...
And he offered 4 times the amount to everyone that he had cheated, and he offered half of everything he owned to the poor. So while Zacchaeus was short in stature, he made up for it in the kingdom of God. Right? He became a giant in the kingdom of God. So, just goes to show you, just like Nate Archibald in the NBA, or Zacchaeus in the Bible, it doesn't really matter how tall we are. It matters how we practice. We practice dribbling, or we practice what the Lord has given to
maybe
us.
Maybe not to practice in everything. Our life.
And we practice what Jesus has done for us, and we show it to the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that you give to us all the time. You give us such talents, and we don't even know what the talents that we have that we can use for your kingdom. Lord, be with us no matter how short or how tall, that we can spread your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.